Are we recording? Is it on? Okay, Rabbi, so I'm continuing our discussion about the Dovid Hashem over Yishi. There is a fourth minhag. We said that there were three minhagim about where to say it, whether or not to say it immediately after Chazor HaShashatz, or whether to say it after the Shesh Aliyim, or whether to say it after Olena with the Tekiyas. There is one fourth minhag that I saw brought down, which is that on a day when there is Kriyas HaTorah, to say it by Psichas HaOrah. And the same logic applies to that as those who say it after Chazor HaShashatz, that because there are 13 Shemus of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi, which is connected to the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, and the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim are placed when we say it, whether it's Nusach Ashkenaz in Slichas, or whether it's in Taknon every day, Nusach Sfad is immediately after Chazor HaShashatz, therefore we say it there. And Hu Adin on Yontov, when we open up the Oren and we say Psichas Oren, there we also say the Yud Gimel Midas Hashem Hashem Klarachem V'Chanon. Therefore, that is also a place where the Yud Gimel Midas are appropriate. So some have the minig that the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi, which is connected to the Yud Gimel Midas, because there are 13 Yud Kei Vav Keis in it, that they should say it there. So those are the four minhagim as to where you say it. Why you say it twice a day? In other words, whatever the skulus and the malus of the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi is, why we say it twice a day, why isn't it good enough to say it once a day? I do not know. I haven't seen it, but I've seen brought down that there was a minig in Chasidus Melitz that they only said the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi in Shachris and not in Mincha or Maariv. Okay, so there is such a minig that once a day works for whatever the skulus are, but generally speaking, most people say it in the morning and in the evening. Talking about the evening, should it be in Mincha or should it be in Maariv? Yeah. So, boss. Ashkenaz says it in Maariv, and there are some Chassidus and Belz and some others, Amshinov, I think, that say it in Maariv, and most of the Nusach Sfad say it in Mincha. Why? I'm not quite sure. There is a discussion brought down in the Nitei Gavriel about Tchilas Zman Din and Soif Zman Din, whether the din is in the morning, the din is in the evening, and whether there is any din by night. There's something to do with that. I also heard somebody told me here in Torahway, somebody told me that the minig to say it after Maariv arose from the people who were saying Mincha Maariv together. Because they were saying Mincha Maariv together, therefore, they didn't say it immediately after Mincha, they said it after Mincha Maariv. And then it became the minig to say it after Maariv, even if you're davening Maariv thing. What was the minig back home? I don't know. Interesting to say is that saying the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi is not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara, it's not mentioned in the Rishonim, the Rambam doesn't bring it, Tor Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch don't bring it at all. Even in the Kisri Arizal, it's also not found to say Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi. The first time that it's brought down is in the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Vital, who was a Talmid of the Arizal, approximately 120 years after the Arizal was Nifta. I think the Arizal was Nifta, if I'm not mistaken, in 1572. And the Sforim that start mentioning the saying of the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi, and which mention wonderful segulas of the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi, that the person is nitzel from all sorts of tzoras, and he can even break it. Chas v'shalom, if the din goes against him, then the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi can break it. There are in the Sforim, there are all sorts of nuschos brought down in those Sforim. That starts from about 1700. Yeah, from about 300 years ago. But somehow or other, yeah, from the Talmidim of Reb Chaim Vital, who was the Talmud of the Arizal, and somehow it seems to be Nofutz B'chol Klal Yisrael, seems to spread out and become a minig amongst almost all Klal Yisrael, to say the Dovid Hashem Ari V'Yishi twice a day. Yeah, the Chidor brings it down as well. So I presume that they got the Chidor brings down, I can't remember what he says, something about the minig, he says V'chein HaMinig B'chevron. I'll come across it anyway. Okay. Rabbi Yomi, you ready? Okay. The Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Tess Elul, the 3rd of September, Harav Ben Yomi, Chodi Shlita, Chodesh Elul.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Evidently, this morning it takes a bit more Mesiras Nefesh to arrive here.
What's that?
Evidently, it takes a bit more Mesiras Nefesh to come here today.
They're all listening online.
That's the new way.
In the comfort of their homes.
The Chodesh of Elul is a very strange month. Usually, if we're told to do something in the Torah, then it's very clear. It's told to us clearly, and the Avodah is clear. In Elul, it's mavur in Chazal, from a number of places, which we'll list now, Bezus Hashem, that Elul is given to us, Bederech Remez. So famously we know, Pasuk in Shashirim, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, that there's a pasuk that says, "Ani ledoidi vedoidi li," I am to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who's my doit, so that I love him. Vedoidi li, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu connects back to me. So it's better to Meshlo Hakadosh in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Says this point, and to which the Shlah is Megalatas, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down that this is the oisius of Ani ledoidi vedoidi li, the Rosh Tevis. Is a remez to Elul. But it's a remez. It's nothing more than a hint. The pasuk itself doesn't actually say the word Elul. One which is not common is a Arizal in Ksavim, in Shah Psukim, in the pasuk in Mishpatim, that says, Va'asher lo yitzada vo'ele kim ina liyadai. Which means that somebody who killed someone, b'shoigig, asher lo yitzada, he wasn't planning an ambush, he wasn't doing it deliberately. Where the kim in aliyada in Hakadosh Baruch Hu arranged that somebody should be there and he's going to kill him, so he's still killed. The Torah says, "V'samti lechamokay asher yonu shama." I'll give you an ori mikla that you can run there to be protected, and as long as you haven't arrived there, we know that there's a din that the Goel Hadam can kill him. So says the Arizal that the letters Ana Liyadai for Samti Lecha is Rosh Tevis Elul.
Ina.
Thank you. Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed is Rosh Tevis Elul. Unbelievable thing happening over here. That means the Torah itself, Torah Shabbiksav, before it was pasuk in Mishli of Anli Doidu Doidili, now it's pasuk in the Torah. And the Torah is telling us, according to the Arizal, something about Elul. But the Torah didn't say the word Elul. The Torah wrote it as a remez. The Tur ala Torah, the Balaturim, in Parashas Netzavim, on the pasuk of Amal Hashem Elokecha, Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha, which is again the oasis of Elul, another pasuk in the Torah, he tells us that there's another remez, which we say every day to David Hashem Oiri, that the end of the mizma, it says, Lulei he'emanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. If not for the fact, that HaMelech says, that I had the emunah, lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim, I was mamin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be zeicha to live, to see the good of Hashem, Eretz Chaim, which basically means Olam Haba, then he would have fallen to the Eidei Shekev, Yifei HaChomos, like the Pasuk says. He would have fallen into the traps of Olam Hazeh. Says the Tur, the word Lulei HaManti, if not for the fact that it was Mamim Bakadosh Baruch Hu, is again the Oisus of Elul. But here's the word the other way around. It's the end of the word is Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, which spells in the forward Lule. So again, it's only written B'derech Remez. The word Elul is not actually spelled out Mefurash. So those are the list of the Ramazim, which are basically, it's basically, as far as I know, it's all of the Ramazim that are taught to us in Chazal. And the question is, what are we supposed to learn from this? What does it mean that Elul is given to us by Derech Remez? No other Chodesh where we're told to do something do the Torah Chazal teach it to us as a hint? And the Gemara tells us that a remez is nitin l'chacham. A chacham, somebody who's clever, somebody who's wise, can understand the remez. If you tell someone something and they're not very clever, then if you don't tell them to very clearly, if you don't tell them, I'd like a coffee please, they're not going to bring you a coffee. If you say, I am thirsty, somebody who has a little bit of seichel will say to you, hang on a second, would you like a drink? What can I offer you? Like water, like coffee? But he hasn't actually asked you for the coffee. So that's obviously a very minute level of chokhmah. But here, the chodesh of Elul, if we're being taught the mahus of the chodesh as a remez, and the doid vedeli is oisis Elul, in a liyodev is samtul chomokim, oisis Elul, lulei, oisis Elul, umar Hashem akech asmav chavez l'orecha, oisis Elul. If it's nitin as a remez, then clearly, in order to understand what the chodesh is about, you need to be a chacham. Because only a chacham can understand a remez. Remeza, says the Gemara, is nitin l'chachma. So a chacham can uplearn, when something is written derech remez, you can appreciate the message in it. If you're not a chacham, you'll miss the boat. You won't get it. More than that, the gematria of the word Elul is the same gematria as the word Bina. Yeah? All the mathematicians at 8:35 in the morning coming out now?
67.
67, right? Elul is the same gematria as Bina. It's not one out. You know, there's like an Indian gematria to be one out. This is not one out. This is precisely on the point. What is Bina? Lahavin dava mitoich dava. Right? A good Rav, what does a Rav do? He's Madam and Milsa and Milsa. There's Alach and Shulchan Aruch. This contemporary Shaila is not exactly the same. It's not mirror for mirror. But because he understands the Alach, he can apply it to the contemporary Shaila. So a Chacham is Mevin Dava Mitoich Dava. So Elul, the Cheftza of Elul, the Avoid of Elul, is that the Chacham sees the Remez in all these Psukim. And he appreciates the remez, and he's mevin dava mitoich dava, and he goes and builds on it. He connects that to Shpocha as a result of it. That's Elul. And the question is, so what is the chachma? What is the grace of chachma already? What's in it for us? Classically, if you were to ask a child in school. School basically starts by now, right? Today is, anyone who hasn't yet gone back to school starts today. Relief for all the parents, and smiles can come back. And, you know, so we can talk about children going back to school for a minute. If you ask a child who goes to school, what is Elul? He'll tell you, and he's not wrong, he'll tell you that you're supposed to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. It's a time to prepare. And he's not wrong. But he's also not fully correct either. And that is because Shteta Mishnah Brura, the Ani L'doidu Doidu Li, what does that mean? So the Torah tells us, B'shem the Tanit Be'elio, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Tar Sinai, to Mekabel Lucha Shniyos, on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And he stayed there until Yom Kippur, where he got the Lucha Shniyos. So Chazal tell us that these days are Yemei Rotzon. They are, every day is intrinsically a day of Rotzon. It's a day that you can connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because they're Yemei Rachamim. They're the days in which Moshe was busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he was Moichalas for the Chet HaEgel. And he gave us Lucha Shniyos on Yom Kippur. So the days of El are not just to build up to Rosh Hashanah. For sure, we have to do that as well. Can't just rock up in Rosh Hashanah and expect a good Din Torah. And you know, there is obviously a concept of preparing for it. But more than it being a preparation, it's actually an entity on itself that they are Yemei Rachamim. And Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, says the Mishnah Berurah, is an opportunity for us to do Teshuvah Me'ava already in Elul. So clearly, you see from the Torah that the days of Elul are days in themselves of tremendous opportunity, which we can connect to. The Rabbeinu Yoina Shaar HaTshuva, who is most probably going to be quoted many, many times over the next 40 days, he tells us that the Matana of Teshuva, the words of Rabbeinu Yoina is, I couldn't find the Shaar HaTshuva on my walk in here, so I wrote it down before the shiur just in case, and the just in cases are quite useful. So his lashon is ki heichen lohem haderech lalois. Can't read my writing. Mepach maseim veloseis velonus mepach pishehem. That Shaar HaTshuva tells us that the concept of tshuva is to run away from our chatoim. We're running away from all the things that we did wrong. We don't want to connect to them anymore. We want to run to what? Run to the Ribbono Shel. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, that's pshat in the Arizal. When the Arizal says, what the Arizal is telling us is that the avoda of Chodesh Elul is to realize that there's a makom asher yono shama. There's a makom that we need to run to. We need to put it in our minds that where we are today is not where we're supposed to be. Because right now, before I turn up in Elul, I'm connected to the world, I'm connected to, you know, my inclinations. I'm not supposed to stay there. I'm not supposed to stay attached to my state in Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Yotze Yachad Libam. The Ribbono Shel Olam created all our hearts together. What does that mean? So Rashi there says that the lev, by definition, has inclinations. The Ribbono Shel Olam created us with inclinations, with the Yetzer Hara, not just with the Yetzer Tov. So by definition, we are people who are always making choices. Should we connect to our taivas, to our Yetzer Hara? The avoda of Elul is to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was in Ol Yodah, he placed the Yetzer Hara in front of us. We didn't choose to have a Yetzer Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the in Ol Yodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the fact that we have the opportunity to decide to do an Aveira. But on the same time, we have to appreciate the v'samti l'chom makim, asher yonu shama. To the same extent that we have a Yetzer Hara within us, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that we have the chance to connect to, in the same vein, in the same breath, he actually gave us the way to overcome him. The way of overcoming is by running away, not by walking away, not by slowly making your way to shul. That's not how you do it. Traffic isn't going to get you there. You have to run. You have to leg it. You have to leap to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't take chances. If you give the Yetzer Hara a chance, Hashalom, lo yochalai. Right? We need Siyata Dishmaya. So you have to run to that Siyata Dishmaya. And that's what Rabbeinu Yoina is telling us, that the concept of tshuva is a geder of running away from Amaisim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David HaMelech said, Lulei he'emanti lirois to Hashem be'eretz achayim. If not for the fact that I had the emunah, that I don't really belong in Olam Hazeh, I belong be'eretz achayim, I belong in Olam Haba, I would have succumbed to all these Eidei Sheker v'fei HaChomos, all these constant knocks, constant pressure that I feel from the world, from my Yetzer Hara. Adal Melech had a very hard life. If not for the fact that I realize that I'm not really supposed to be here, my life is not stopping here. I'm not here to enjoy Olam Hazeh and be tricked, so to speak, by what I see in front of me, that it's Tayyib and really it's Ra. But rather I have the Munah that my main makom to end up being is Be'eretz HaChayim. I'm supposed to go, I'm supposed to run to have the opportunity of getting Olam Haba. That's what my life is set out to be. If not for the fact that I had that emunah, I would have succumbed. Because I wouldn't have seen the emes in the world. I would have been overtaken by all these, edim, all these people, and all these influences that are misleading me. And therefore, we're being taught over here that the avoid of Elul is to appreciate that we need to do something. You have to be a chacham. You have to act. You can't just stay where you were last week. That's not what we're here for. And yes, we'll do it next year as well. We did it last year. It's not a steer, because that's the way the human works. You go through the realms, right? They bring a mashal for tshuva that you have a shower. You wash yourself. Why are you bothering to wash yourself? You're going to be dirty anyway tomorrow. And hopefully you're going to be doing the same thing again. You're going to be having a shower tomorrow as well. So why are you bothering? You're wasting your time. The answer is you're not wasting your time. As that's the way you live. And on the contrary, if you don't have a shower today, tomorrow's shower might be double as long. You might need double the amount of soap. You know, it's going to be a harder job. The same thing is with tshuva. If we don't clean ourselves up properly now, then the next opportunity will be double as hard. Therefore, every Elul, we're not just preparing. We're appreciating that the time to run away from my Yetzer Hara is now. And I want to be moisif one point. A chacham is a roya es hanoilad. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Which means that emes ha-chachma, and the moshel I like to give for this, is that when you drive into a car park that's going to get busy, there's two ways you can drive into that car park. You can park your car, you can drive straight through, just grab a parking place. Or you can do something else. You can think, when I come back to my car, wherever I've gone to, I'm going to have to reverse back if I just park my car the way I'm doing it now. Why would you want to reverse? No one chooses to reverse for the sake of reversing. No normal person would choose to have to reverse their car. You would always like to just be in first gear. But in order to get into first gear, you have to position the car in the way that you can use first gear. So if you park your car and reverse it so that you're facing the right way when you come back, then you're okay. But if you didn't do that, you're going to have to go into reverse gear first. So you're going to have to go backwards in order to go forwards. A chacham is roya es hanoilad. He sees what could happen to him tomorrow, and he acts on that today because he wants to change tomorrow. That's what a chacham is. So if you want our Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah to be our festa Yom HaDin, then you can't wake up on Rosh Hashanah. You can't wake up on Seder Mitzvah. You have to wake up now. And the Medrash tells us that on Rosh Hashanah, we're not just being paskened, being arriving for a din Torah, if a chayav or zakai for the following year. That's definitely true, we are. But it's more than that. We're actually being judged. It says Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, and the Ran, and the Ramban and Shah Gemul says the same thing. We're being judged if we're zeicher to Olam Haba. And the Ra'il Adavah, Tosfos says, if a tzaddik is nifta in Aseres Mitzvah, so states in Gemara, that the Shloshos Sfarim. Right? If you're Tzadik Gomor, you're Nechtav L'Chaim. If you're Rosh, you're Nechtav L'Misa. So why did he die? Why was he Nifta? He's a Tzadik. The answer is that the Gemara is not referring to Olam Hazeh. The Gemara is referring to Olam Haba. That's what Tosfos says. Which means that the Din Torah of Rosh Hashanah is not just a Gashmias Psak. What will happen to you this year? Next year, in this case. But rather, it's also ruchnius. Are you a person right now that deserves Olam Haba? But in order to be zeichet Olam Haba, you have to realize that the cheftza of Elul, the cheftza of your life in a way, has to be the ani ledoidi v'doidi li. I'm using every opportunity to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if I don't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I succumb, and I just live my life regularly, then I haven't done anything to get the Olam Haba. So if I want to be zeichet badin, I have to appreciate that my life is really centered Olam Haba. And the truth is that it's mevo in the medrash that it's a mulchama. The Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to have Olam Haba. The Yetzer Hara says, no, Olam Hazeh, right? The Yetzer has the kayach of Esav. Esav was Bechatz Olam Hazeh. So there's a mulchama taking place. We're fighting our own within our inner self. If you look in the Torah says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, there's 12 months of the year. Each Chodesh is keneged one of the Shvatim, the Noise Kalim and others make a cheshbon that it goes up either to Golem. The Chodesh of Elul is the Chodesh of God. Now we don't know much about Sheva God. There's very few people called God. God is not a commonly used name, and it's not a commonly spoken about Shevet. But there's something very fascinating about God. Rashi tells us, Al HaTorah, in the Parashat Zos HaBracha, in the Bracha Moshe Rabbeinu, God was very, very strong. Because he was the one who lived next to the Goyim. He lived mamish on the outermost circumference of Eretz Yisrael. And he was the fighter, and he was the protector. And state in Chazal, that the Muhammad against Sichon, the first Muhammad that took place with Klal Yisrael of Kivush, when they were starting conquering the land to create Eretz Yisrael, was in Elul. Which means that the Chodesh of Elul, which is God, is a Chodesh that's Mesugal for Muhammad. We say Muhammad, it's rather than Yom Diyoma, because there is Muhammad is happening in the world, and more specifically, Eretz Yisrael. I don't keep up with the news day to day, but you know, the Metzia says that there is a war, and obviously there's a political front, there's the Haredi, you know, there's a lot to it, but this is a replication that really the truth is that we are in a war. We are b'chefta in a mulchama. We're constantly in a mulchama. The mulchama is, who are we? What do we deserve? Are we olam haba yidin? Or are we olam hazeh yidin? And the Yetzara says, olam hazeh. And what we are going to be judged on Rosh Hashanah is, are we olam haba yidin? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refuah lemaka. The maka is that the Yetzahara turns up, the Satan turns up in Rosh Hashanah, he says, don't give them Olam Haba. That's not for them. Olam Haba is a waste of time. Give them Olam Hazeh, give them basically Taiva, give them all the things they can enjoy. That's what he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refuah lemaka, which means that if you want to be Zeicha Badin, then you have to realize that your ultimate refuah, and the only refuah you can possibly have, is that Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. The Elul is L'Havin Dover M'Toich Dover. Yes, it's B'derech Remez. Because for a simple person to make all these cheshbonos, it's beyond what he sees. It's beyond the Seid of Olam Hazeh. All the rest of the year, they're all Maisa Mitzvahs that we do. A Maisa Mitzvah, I'm doing something physical, tefillin for example, I'm doing something physical, and I'm connecting to the ruchnias through the spiritual action. Teshuvah is, and Teshuvah and Talmud Torah, and they're kind of the same thing in a way. Teshuvah is one of the only mitzvahs that they're purely ruchnias. There's nothing physical, there's nothing mundane about Teshuvah. Teshuvah is purely Bein Adam La'Mokayim. There's nothing that is within the Seid of Olam Hazeh. And therefore, it has to be given with Derech Remez, because a normal person can only use this world based on how he sees the world. But if you want to do something in this world, beyond this world, and purely beyond the world, then you have to be somebody who sees things beyond what they are at face value. You have to be a Chacham. So the whole Cheftza of Chodesh Elul tells us that although we live in Olam Hazeh, but our Cheftza, our target, our goal, is to be the God, is to be the person who's always fighting. You're fighting for your survival in its literal sense. You might not see it. It might not be obvious. There's Edi Sheker all around telling us, no, nothing to fight for. Everything's good. But David HaMelech said, Lule Hemanti, Lirist of Sheberetz Chaim, I would have fallen. And it says, Kavel Hashem, Chaz of Yam is the Bechel, but Kavel Hashem. It says it twice, Kavel Hashem. Because very often, we tried to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't feel it. We tried, we came to daven, we came to learn. It doesn't go. We still put in the effort. We still were Kavel Hashem. We hoped, we tried to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't work out. We didn't get the Siyata Shemaya. Says David HaMelech, don't give up. Chazak v'yameitz lebecha. Be mechazak yourself. Realize that we're human, and not every opportunity is the same opportunity. But once you've been chazak v'yameitz lebecha, then be the Kavel Hashem again. Do it again. Do it again. Don't give up. Don't say, I didn't work yesterday, so why would today be different? No. That is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set ourselves up, and other Rabbah, maybe there's the Kerech HaYetzah. That is the Avodah of Elul. Avodah of Elul is to appreciate that we have the ability to grab onto these Yemei Ratzon. Grab onto every opportunity, whether it's Torah, whether it's Tshuva, whether it's Mitzvahs, everything, improving our Shalom Bayis, improving our connection to our children, every possible way, whether it's Bein Oli Bein Atzmai, within ourselves, our Tikkun HaMidos, every possible way to create this Mokom, Asher Yonah Neshama, and Rosh Hashanah, that we have the tremendous opportunity to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our Mulchama is that we're fighting to be living Be'eretz HaChayim. That I believe, based on the Torah of Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, is our agenda in this month. We should be zoicha to get the Siyata Deshmaya. We know that without the Siyata Deshmaya, we cannot defeat our Yetzara. We should be zoicha, first of all, to actually realize that we're in a Mulchama, which was the purpose of today's Shir, to realize that we're in a Mulchama. And you have to be the Chacham to realize it. But once you realize it, let's all act on it. Let's not live the way we lived last month. We're steiging. Let's build up. And let's Be'ez Hashem arrive at Yom HaDin, where it will be poshut. We poshut to the Malachi, poshut to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are a people who are worthy of receiving Olam Haba. We should only see Yeshua's and Achamayis and Kaiser Shalom.
Very beautiful.